The Johnson Wax Program. Makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's self-polishing glow coat present the gifted young English pianist, Alec Templeton. Supported by charming Edna O'Dell, our old friend Billy Mills and his orchestra, and here as our master of ceremonies, Conrad Nagel.
Thank you, Harlow Wilcox, and ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Well, this is the premiere of a new program, which, like all opening nights, is charged with high hopes. Of course, it's our hope that you'll enjoy what we have to offer. The ingredients, we think, are all good. Today, an auspicious one. This is the 4th of July. It's a great date, no matter how many times you hear it mentioned. And you know, I rather envy that popular American, George M. Cohan, because it's his birthday. So Billy Mills opens our program with three of Cohan's best-known songs. You're a Grand Old Flag, Stand Up and Fight, and I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. And now, Mr. Mills, if you please. Better than fireworks, Billy. Ladies and gentlemen, if we were making this a very formal occasion, I'd introduce to you at this time that great artist of the keyboard who is our program's prime entertainer. But if you don't mind, I'd just rather do it this way. I'm going to carry the microphone over to the piano and say, Alec Templeton, I want to be the first one to wish you luck on your first program for the makers of Johnson's Wax.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Conrad. It makes a man feel very good inside to be so generously welcomed, particularly when he's a musician.
Well, now, why do you say that, Ellie?
Well, a lot of people are not sure whether they like music. They treat it as something very serious, or, as I might say, a cultivated taste. Now, I love music, and I feel you can have more fun with music than anything I know.
Yes, I've heard that music had charms.
It also has humor, Conrad, which I will prove to you. But first of all, I would like to play an old favorite of mine, Chopin's Fantasy Impromptu.
And can we expect it to be the humorous Templeton treatment?
No, not this time, Conrad. I'm going to play it straight, just as Chopin wrote it. But before I do so, I would like to point out the fact that so many of our popular tunes of the day are taken from the old masters. For instance, Our Love is from Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet. Debussy was originally the writer of My Reverie. And in this composition, you will probably recognize an old song which was written several years ago, I'm Always Chasing Rainbows. And now here is Chopin's Fantasy Impromptu.
very fine, Alec. Here I've been whistling Chopin for years and didn't know it.
Well, that must have been rather a blow, Conrad. But now, well, just for the fun of it, I'm going to reverse the process on this next number.
How do you mean that, Alec?
Well, you've just heard an old classic with a popular strain. Now I'm going to take one of the currently popular tunes and treat it in a classical manner. Let's say the Three Little Fishes, as it might have been done by that great oratorio composer, Handel. If he had written that, he would probably have called it, "He that swimmeth all over the dam, boopeth no more." Behold, down in a meadow, in what is known as a little bitty pool, swam three little fishes, and her mama fishy too. Swim, said the mother. Swim if you can, and they swam all over the dam. Verily again, I say, all over the dam. When they came out, all they could say was, boop, 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 boop. Diddum, diddum, daddum, waddum, waddum, choo. Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, waddum, choo. They swam all over the dam. Down in the meadow in a little bitty pool. Down in the meadow in a little bitty pool. Swam three little fishes and a mama fishy too. Swim, said the mama, swim if you can. And they swam all over the dam. They swam all over the dam. They swam all over the dam. Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, daddum, waddum, waddum, choo. Down in a meadow in a little betty pool. Some little fishes and a mama fishy too. They swam all over the dam. And he that swimmeth all over the dam, boopeth no
Alec. Alec, that is funny.
Well, I knew I'd break you up before the show was over. And now, while I still have the piano tucked under my fingertips, I would like to give you a musical impression of Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, featuring the soothing saxophone section and that well-known voice of Carmen Lombardo. Apologies to you, Carmen.
I'm Carmen Lombardo. Just Carmen Lombardo. I'm one of the trio in the band. I'm Carmen Lombardo. My name is Carmen, Carmen Lombardo. When I sing, the people think it's grand.
Thank you, Alec Templeton. Alec Templeton has brought more than music and a sense of humor to Over tonight. He's brought a new friend to meet all the old friends. And I think it'd be kind of nice if Alec himself introduced him to you. Alec, will you?
It's always a pleasant moment when, as Conrad says, old friends meet new ones. And I would like to present at this time a friend of mine, a very charming girl, Miss Edna O'Dell, who has a voice that has what we call oomph, or I know you're going to like her, and now I'm not going to say any more. I'm going to let Edna say hello to you with a song, Don't Worry About Me.
This is the one moment that I thought I never could live through. But now somehow that it's here, my dear, these foolish fears disappear. And saying goodbye seems sweet. It's plain that fate didn't want us on a one-way street. Don't worry about me. Show is over, and so the story ends. Why not call it a day, the sensible way, and still be friends? Look out for yourself, should be the rule. Give your heart and your love to whomever you love, or don't be a fool. Darling, why should you cling to some fading thing that used to be? If you can forget, don't worry about me. Some fading thing that used to be. If you can forget, don't worry about me.
Edna, I've got to admit, Alec was right about you. You certainly can put a lot of oomph into a song.
You see, you just don't know music, Conrad. That wasn't oomph. That was just pure eh.
Well, there I go getting things mixed up. Well, speaking of getting things mixed up, I was driving back from the East last week, and we stopped at one of those lunch stands on the road. You know, I heard something I haven't heard for years. Believe it or not, it was Mendelssohn's Spring Song played by one of those old player pianos that was just about ready to fall to pieces. Well, I got a dollar's worth of laughs for a nickel. I was telling Alec about it today, and he gave me an imitation of that old player piano, which I'm going to ask him to play for us now. All right, Alec, will you start pedaling?
All right, we put it to speed 78.
Perfect, Alec. All I need is the hamburger to go with it.
Now I'd like to try something with you all. As you know, one thing I'm very fond of doing is improvising. Now, Edna, give me the name of a song, the first song that comes into your mind.
Oh, humoresque.
Humoresque? And now, Conrad, how about you?
Well, Turkey in the Straw.
Turkey in the Straw. All right. Now, Harlow?
Flatfoot Fuji with the Floy Floy.
You would. You would. Now, Billy Mills?
Well, let's see. Down by the old mill stream.
Down by the old mills stream. All right, here are the four. Humoresque, Turkey in the Straw, Flatfoot Plugey, and Down by the Old Mill Stream. You've heard all the four separately, and now we'll put them all together. Thank you.
Thank you, Alec. While you're unwinding yourself from your musical calisthenic, I'm going to ask Edna O'Dell to give us another treat. The way she can sing, I get a kick out of you, must make Cole Porter darn proud he wrote the song. Edna, spotlight's on you.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some like that perfume from Spain. I'm sure that if I took even one whiff, that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you're standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. You're standing there before me. You obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you.
You get up a pay for that, Edna. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's a real occasion to us. It's more than the birthday of our nation, it's also the birthday of this program. And as fortune would have it, it's Alec Templeton's birthday too. So happy birthday, Alec, from all of us.
Thank you very much.
Friends, no one has lived closer to music than Alec Templeton. He can dream with a symphony and yet feel no disloyalty in surging into the lively spasm of a hot swing tune. Alec makes them into one, which he calls a swingphony. When we said we'd like to give him a birthday present, he said that since it was America's birthday, he'd like to do the giving. And his gift to all of us is an especially written swingphony, which Alec and Billy Mills have arranged together. A melody as American as America itself. The Wabash Blues. Thank you. so we come to the end of the first in the new summer programs for the makers of Johnson's Wax. We hope you've made your evening a pleasant one. And so until next Tuesday night, we say from all of us to all of you.
Good night. Good night. And it's really been lots of fun.
This is Harlow Wilcox reminding you that just as Johnson's Wax and Johnson's self-polishing glow coat give a grand polish to your floors and furniture, so Johnson's Car New makes your car sparkle and gleam with a lustrous wax polish. We invite you all to be with us again next Tuesday night for another in this series starring Alec Templeton. Good night.
The selection, Don't Worry About Me, is from the Cotton Club Parade. This is the National Broadcasting Company.